Blog Talk Radio.
Oh,
Good evening, brothers and sisters. Happy Sunday night to you. This is Mary Neal welcoming you to Mary Loves Justice prayer meeting. What a marvelous, marvelous summer night we're having. And I want to thank you for joining us today. We enjoy that song. There's a bigger God than we imagine. His ways are so much higher than our ways. No matter what we think we know about God, there is so much more to know. One way to know about God and His will for our lives is to study the Word. When we study the Word, we show ourselves approved. You know, tonight's show is about forgiveness. Forgiveness. The thing is that a great many Christians are being led to believe that they must forgive anybody and everybody for anything and everything in order to be forgiven themselves. And I was just looking through the Bible, and I see some verses that, taken out of context, would make one think that. But I want to set a lot of people at ease tonight, people who have hurt feelings toward people who have mistreated them, and they have not been able to forgive them. And they feel that their own salvation is at risk because they've been treated so badly that they have not found it in their hearts to forgive. First of all, I want to point you to Luke chapter 17, verse 3. That's Luke chapter 17, verse 3, says, "Take heed to yourselves. If your brother sinned against you, rebuke him. And if he repents, forgive him." First of all, we'll look at if your brother sins against you. That brings us to the question, who is your brother? You know, Jesus himself asked that question. Once he was in a house ministering to a great number of people, and his family members showed up there. And he was told, "Your mother and brothers and I think even his sisters were outside." And Jesus said, "Who is my mother and my brother and my sisters? As many as do the will of my Father, the same are my mother and my brothers and my sisters." So that narrows the scope quite a bit, doesn't it? Your mother, your brother, your sisters, in order to qualify to be in that number, they must first be people who are committed to doing the will of your Father, God the Father. And there is only one God, and He has a Son, one begotten Son, whose name is Jesus Christ. So, do not tell me that Allah is God and all of these other gods are gods, because they do not have an only begotten Son named Jesus Christ. So, God the Father, it's His will that people must be doing in order to qualify to be called your brothers and sisters. Okay? So Luke chapter 17 says, take heed to yourselves. If your brother, that is a fellow Christian only, if your brother sin against you, rebuke him. That means let him know, brother, you did me wrong, and I rebuke you for that. Let him know. The Bible says if your brother does you wrong, you should take him aside and speak with him privately about the offense. Because, believe it or not, there are some people who are carrying grudges about perceived offenses that they've never approached the offending party about, and therefore they've never given that person an opportunity to explain himself or herself or to ask for forgiveness. I once had an office mate. We shared the same cubicle. And one day she announced to me, Mary, I've been very angry with you, but I decided not to hold it against you anymore. And I looked at her and told her, well, thank you. I did not even ask her what it was that she was holding against me. But hearing her speak like that, it made me wonder about all the times I've left my coffee on my desk uncovered. People can be holding grudges against you, and you not even know it. And that's not biblical. The Bible says if you have aught against your brother or sister, you should go to them privately and let them know about your feelings about the matter. That would give them an opportunity to explain themselves or even to repent and apologize. And that is the proper way to do it. The Bible says, if your brother trespass against you, rebuke him. And if he repents, forgive him. Now, if your brother, after you tell him or her what you have against them, what you feel like they did to you that was wrong, and they refuse to repent, they refuse to stop, they refuse to change, they refuse to acknowledge that they mistreated you, they refuse to make recompense, because, of course, how can you repent and make no recompense for what you did wrong? Sometimes monetary recompense is due. And if the person has it within his power to repay financially what was lost, that is a part of repentance. The Bible says if you bring your offering to the altar and you think about something that your brother has against you, go and pay your brother first. Go and make amends with your brother first, and then come back and give your offering at the altar. In other words, don't think you're going to get close to God without making amends with the people that you live with here on earth that you may have mistreated. That's not possible. He said, leave your offering right there and go and make amends with your brother. Lots of people don't apologize to the person that they mistreated. They think they can just confess their sins to a priest or confess their sins directly to God and skip apologizing to the individual that they mistreated. And that is not possible. If you read the Bible, God says just leave your offering right there. Go find your brother that has aught against you and make up with your brother and then come and give an offering. You see, you must get along with people here on earth. You must treat people like you want to be treated. The Bible says, how can you love me, whom you've never seen, and hate your brother, whom you see? So he does not acknowledge that kind of love, the kind of love that you say you feel for God, whom you've never seen, but you hate your brother, your sister, who you see. You must love one another. You must treat people right. You must make your apologies to the person you wronged. You must make recompense if you owe damages. And you must repent from your sins to be eligible for forgiveness. And Christians must stand ready to forgive a brother or sister who has repented, who has made recompense, and who has asked for forgiveness. Everyone else, listen, you don't owe them anything. In fact, God himself requires that we repent before he forgives us. So you don't have to forgive people who have mistreated you, who intend to continue mistreating you and others, and who've not made recompense for the wrongs that they've done. You are not better than God. God does not forgive unrepentant people, and neither must you. You don't have to try. Don't even try. God loves you. I love you. Go ahead and listen to this again. Join us every Sunday night at Mary Loves Justice prayer meeting, where we separate the Word of God from the myths of men. Men have corrupted the gospel, and only by reading the Word will we know the difference. I thank you for joining us every Sunday night at 9 p.m. Pacific time. I want to let you know that I've had some difficulty. I want you to pray for me. Again, my name is Mary Loves, L-O-V-E-S, Justice. And this is Mary Loves Justice prayer meeting. People who might have followed me online for a while are aware of the censorship that I undergo. What is my censored message? Well, you heard it tonight. Love ye one another as Jesus loves us. That is my censored message, that we must love one another and that we must walk together as brothers and sisters and that we must obey God and that God is not pleased with people misusing one another. God is not pleased with people putting anything at all before him. We must not put other gods before God the Creator, God the Father. And there is only one God, and he has a Son, the only begotten Son of God, whose name is Jesus Christ, my Lord, and the Lord of many people who will listen to this message. Now, that is my censored message. You know, God gave many instructions, and we could call them all commandments. One commandment that I often quote is Proverbs 31, verses 8 and 9. God says, speak up by the poor and needy and everyone who is appointed to destruction. Those are the commandments in Proverbs chapter 31, verses 8 and 9. And that is what I do as Director of Assistance to the Incarcerated Mentally Ill. Look that up online. That's Assistance to the Incarcerated Mentally Ill. Also, I direct the Human Rights for Prisoners March in obedience to Hebrews chapter 13, verse 3, where God says that we are to consider prisoners' bodies as though they're our own bodies and consider their torture like it was your own body being tortured. Now, if you were being tortured, what would be your thought? Your first thought would be, stop. Please stop. Right now, tonight, in some correctional facility right here in the United States of America, there are inmates who are saying to people who are torturing them, please stop. We must open our mouths for the poor and needy and everyone who is appointed to destruction, and we must join them and say, please stop. That is our commandment from God. So because I obey God and I speak for the incarcerated mentally ill who are often victimized on our streets and behind bars, and because I speak for other prisoners, including death row inmates, and I say to them regarding these individuals that my holy God said in Psalms 102, verses 19 and 20, that God sits high and he looks and he listens to the groaning of the prisoner to save those who are appointed to destruction, execution, to save them. So because I speak on behalf of human rights from the standpoint of the Bible, the real Bible, the Holy Bible, the Word of God, I am ordinarily attacked online. And this July 3rd, my operating system and my computer was attacked and destroyed. I said, yes, my operating system was destroyed in my computer. And at this point, I need your assistance. Ordinarily, I'm online doing the work that I do, and my work is free. I bring you many stories about inmates who are being tortured, who have been killed, and not all inmates, but even people on our streets who are tortured and who are killed under the color of law. And this is the first time since I've been in advocacy, which has been 10 years, this is the first time that I've needed to ask you to help me with this ministry. Yes, it's a ministry. I am trying to do the will of God and tell you what the will of God is for his children's lives. Now, if you're not a Christian, you won't like my broadcast because this broadcast is not for evangelism. I'm not trying to convince unsaved people to become Christians. If you do happen to be inspired to become a Christian by listening, that's fine. But I'm not trying to convert anyone. I am speaking to people who are already my brothers and sisters in Christ and who are seeking to better understand their position as a child of God and to strengthen their relationship with Jesus Christ. I have here two fundraisers that I would like for you to participate in to help me, because my computer system, my operating system has been destroyed, and I have a loaner computer for a little while, but I really need you to join us in funding Mary Loves Justice. I have a fundraiser at GoFundMe. That's GoFundMe. And it's Mary Loves Justice. That's GoFundMe. And you can also send funds by PayPal to my email address. If you go to PayPal, it just asks you the email address of the person you want to donate funds to. And my PayPal email address is Mary, M-A-R-Y, Loves, L-O-V-E-S, Justice, J-U-S-T-I-C-E, Mary Loves Justice at gmail.com. That's all you need to know to send funds to me for my computer fundraiser at PayPal. But at GoFundMe, GoFundMe, it's Mary Loves Justice. I also have the account number, and I'll try to give it to you, but I tell you, this computer runs awfully slow, because even though it's only been online for a couple of hours at my house, it's already taken over. The problem is that people don't really like for me to tell you about the Word of God when it comes to prisoners, and that is because they have a God, and their God is money, and we know that prisoners bring in a great deal of money, mistreating people, punishing people rather than offering treatment for mental illness is very lucrative, but it's wrong. And until people repent from their wrongs, you don't owe them forgiveness. And that's good news. The Bible says God hated Esau, who was a sellout. He sold out his birthright, which was to be a son of God. He traded it for a bowl of soup. And God hated Esau. If you find yourself hating people who treat you wrong, that's perfectly okay. God bless you. Come again next Sunday night when we'll discuss another topic on Mary Loves Justice prayer meeting. Please don't forget to give at Mary Loves Justice at GoFundMe and Mary Loves Justice at Gmail by PayPal. I need new computer equipment. Mine has been destroyed, but I have faith in God and faith in you. God bless you. Please come again next Sunday and every Sunday to Mary Loves Justice prayer meeting. Thank you very much.